Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
Do you remember what occurred on this day in 1986 in gridiron history? Well, we will tell you our four-time Super Bowl starter signed an important contract. Another great player a year later retired, and still more took place in 81 on what player took out on insurance. We have these stories and more awaiting for you in just a moment.
This is the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, a podcast that covers the anniversaries of American football events throughout history on a day-to-day basis. Your host, Darren Hayes, is podcasting from America's North Shore to bring you the memories of the gridiron one day at a time. So as we come out of the tunnel of the Sports History Network, let's take the field and go no huddle through the portal of positive gridiron history with PigskinDispatch.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hello, my football friends. This is Darren Hayes of PigskinDispatch.com. Welcome once again to the Pigpen, your portal to positive football history and a sports history network, your headquarters of sports yesteryear. We are here today to talk about the August 18th gridiron events and happenings that occurred through history, and we are hoping to bring some great memories of the great game of football to you and your football brain. So let's go off into August 18th, 1981. Traveling back to the University of Georgia, running back Herschel Walker takes out a $1 million insurance policy through Lloyd's of London for compensation, just in case in the event he would get injured prior to the big payday as a professional. The great rusher would eventually start his career in the USFL before later playing in the NFL. August 18, 1986, former USFL and University of Miami star quarterback Jim Kelly signs a five-year NFL contract with the Buffalo Bills for $75 million. Kelly would end up leading the Bills to four straight Super Bowl appearances, and what a player he was. $75 million for 5 years back in 1986. Truly a humongous contract. August 18, 1987, Hall of Fame running back Earl Campbell, formerly of the Houston Oilers, announced his retirement. That Tyler Rose played his college ball at the University of Texas. August 18, 1989, Arena Bowl III is played as the Detroit Drive knocks off the Pittsburgh Gladiators 39-26 at Detroit's home track of Joe Louis Arena. And boy, those are some great headlines that we have for this August 18th. And some more things to tell you about is a special word from our sponsor, Row One Brand. At the Sports History Network, we're all about sports yesteryear, and so we're so pleased to introduce you to Row One, an online memorabilia gallery and shop that brings your sports history to life anywhere. The Row One Gallery includes over 5,200 gorgeously reproduced prints of team posters, game program covers, game tickets, advertisements, and more in baseball, pro and college football, pro and college basketball, and more. And any gallery item may be printed in a variety of sizes on wood, metal, canvas, acrylic, or poster paper. And in Row One Shop, check out the thousands more of unique items with a retro and historical designs dating back to 1876, including t-shirts, long sleeve shirts, phone cases, mugs, blankets, pillows, towels, and even shower curtains. Go to sportshistorynetwork.com, ROW number one, for access to the full Row One catalog and for gallery prints and gift items. Plus, get a 15% discount off all prints on the Row One Pictorum Gallery with coupon code SHN15. Follow the link on the show notes. Have you seen those Row One brand products yet? Take a look at this. It's just fantastic. I think you'll really enjoy it. Make sure you go to Row One's Pictorum Gallery. Take advantage of that 15% offer code SHN15, and you will be delighted for the football lover in your life, even if it's yourself, because it's some great stuff. So let's go to August 18th, 1890 for our first birthday of Hall of Famers. Everett Bacon, he was a quarterback from Wesleyan College that became enshrined in the College Football Hall of Fame in 1966. Bacon was voted as an All-American after the 1910 and 1912 seasons. He was also a star athlete on the baseball diamond, basketball court, and excelled at tennis and golf too. Starting in 1936, Wesleyan has awarded the C. Everett Bacon Award to the school's most valuable football player. Quite an honor there, some 130 years later. August 18th, 1943, Cosmo Iavazzi. He was a fullback from Princeton who entered into the College Football Hall of Fame in the year 2002. Though he was drafted by the Minnesota Vikings in the 1965 NFL draft, Cosmo ended up playing in the AFL for the New York Jets for two games. He later played in the Atlantic Coast Football League for the Scranton Miners and the Seattle Rangers of the Continental Football League. August 18, 1946, Bob Johnson, he was a center from the University of Tennessee who entered the College Football Hall of Fame in 1989. He was voted as an All-American in both 1966 and 67 for the Vols, and he was also an academic All-American in 1967. Johnson went on to play for the Cincinnati Bengals, both in the AFL and the NFL, and in fact, he was the second overall draft pick in the 1967 AFL draft. At the time of this writing, his number 54 jersey is the only Bengal number that has been retired. August 18, 1951, Greg Pruitt. He was a running back from Oklahoma who entered into the College Football Hall of Fame as part of the induction class in 1999. Pruitt played in the NFL for 11 seasons, most notably with the Cleveland Browns, but he also spent some time with the LA Raiders. He was selected to 5 Pro Bowls during his career, and in Cleveland, he made quite the 1-2 punch with another Pruitt in the backfield, Mike. That's no relation, though. And there's some players that are not yet in the Hall of Fame that celebrate birthdays for this August 18th. And the first one takes place in 1941, Garfield, Georgia. Former Ohio State running back Matt Snell was born. Snell was selected as a 3rd overall pick by the New York Jets in the 1964 AFL draft, as well as being taken 49th overall by the New York Giants in the 64 NFL draft. He chose the Jets offer and played his entire career with the franchise. Yahoo.com says that for his career, Matt posted 1,057 yards for 4,285 yards and 24 yards, 193 receptions for 1,375 yards and 7 touchdowns. And Snell was a 3-time AFL All-Star, 1964, 66, and 69, and he was instrumental in the Jets' ball control game plan that helped them win a Super Bowl and Super Bowl III. August 18, 1968, Fort Polk, Pennsylvania, return specialist Brian Mitchell, the former player at Louisiana Lafayette from 1986 to 1989, arrived in his life. Mr. Mitchell, according to Yahoo.com, was selected as a 130th overall player taken in the 1990 NFL draft by the Washington Redskins. He also played with the Eagles and the Giants, and in his amazing career, it saw him record 463 punt returns for 4,999 yards and 9 touchdowns. For kick returns, he had 607 of those for 14,014 yards and 4 TDs there. And he had 388 carries for 1,967 yards and 12 touchdowns. And, well, while we're at it, he had 255 receptions for 2,336 yards and 4 more scores. Quite a career for Mr. Brian Mitchell. And a happy birthday goes to the man from Ada, Oklahoma, born August 18th, 1980, the former University of Miami, Florida tight end Jeremy Shockey was born. Shockey was selected as a 14th overall pick in the 2002 NFL draft by the New York Giants. He also spent time with the Saints and the Panthers organizations as he caught 547 balls for 6,143 yards and 37 scores per the Yahoo.com. Wow, that is quite a bit of history. A lot of birthdays of Hall of Famers and some great players that are not yet in the Hall of Fame. And we're sure glad that you joined us. We thank you for joining us. And we'd like to get your feedback. Email us at pigskindispatch@gmail.com. Tell us what you're thinking about the show, where you'd like to see us go with it, what you like the best, what you like the least. We'd love to hear from you. I'll answer each and every email personally, pigskindispatch@gmail.com. You can also find us on Twitter, at Pigskin Dispatch, on the Facebook page of Pigskin Dispatch, and we post a lot in Reddit and the subreddit of Sports History, so check out for us there. And also, you can find us on the Sports History Network, where we have are one of about 20-some different podcasters that are on there in blog posts that just bring you sports history each and every day. We'd love to have you check those out. And don't forget, pigskindispatch.com, your home and portal of positive football history. And that's where we like to put all of our podcasts and our blog posts on the game of football, right in there, one-stop shopping for you. And we hope that you'll enjoy all those different places that we just mentioned, and get in touch with us very soon. But until tomorrow, everybody, have a great gridiron day.
Peeking up at the clock, the time's running down. We're going to go into victory formation, take a knee, and let this baby run out. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you back tomorrow for the next podcast.
We invite you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, not only to see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. Pigskindispatch.com is also on social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. A special thanks to the talents of Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff, for letting us use their music during our podcast.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hey there, football fans. This is Ross, the host of the Pigskin Tales podcast. I just need a few moments of your time to talk about the host of the Pigskin Dispatch podcast, Darren Hayes. He's expanded the Pigpen to search out information on the history of all team sports. It's a quest to find out about the competitors, teams, and places chronicled throughout athletic history through the uniforms and gear the participants used and wore. And he is taking you, the listener, with him on this educational journey to preserve sports history on the Sports Jersey Dispatch, found here on the Sports History Network. His newest podcast, called Jersey Dispatch, is all based on the jerseys that all the greats used to wear. You can find Darren Hayes and the Pigskin Dispatch podcast, as well as Jersey Dispatch, on your favorite podcast provider multiple times each week. So remember that Darren Hayes, the host of the Pigskin Dispatch and Jersey Dispatch podcasts, is found right here on the Sports History Network.